Blog Talk Radio.
To that boy G Stacks, J Reezy, dancing on me. Of course, your girl Honest Fire, my co-host Stormy, Miss Exclusive, back in the building, Felicia on radio. Hey, boo.
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo.
I love my Stormy. How are you tonight?
I am doing good. How's my Honest doing?
Yo, you already know. Y'all see me on Instagram going Bill Cosby crazy. It's so hilarious, all the memes. And, of course, I'm promoting Booty and the Beat tomorrow live at Club Onyx Philly. And Booty and the Beat Radio will be premiering tomorrow on onyxradio.com, I believe. I got to get the website together. But shout out to Mr. VIP, J. Raina Smith. Everybody doing their thing. Asia Guns, of course, E-Rock a Dollar. Big ups to all of them over there at Team Onyx Radio. And, of course, we on live with my girl Stormy, who was turning it up in the South, girl. How was your weekend, 4th of July?
I had a great weekend. I had a wonderful weekend. Spent it with family and just had a good time. Ate too good.
I know you told me about them slabs of ribs. We ain't gonna go in there.
Ooh, girl. Let's say my mama went in. My mama can't just get, you know, about 4, 5, 6 like a normal person. I mean, my mama had 16 slabs of ribs.
Talking about eating good. Come on, y'all. Why y'all hungry? Go see my girl Stormy. Real shit.
I got you.
She definitely. Shout out to my girl Stormy. Everybody is going crazy all over my Instagram and Twitter about tonight's topic and, of course, about tomorrow's show. Shout out to Lear Life performing live. It's almost my boy Honcho's birthday. Salute to you, Honcho, turning 26, always up. We're going to show off Jay Sway. Welcome from the Midwest. We have some fun. We ready. Booty and the beat be dope. I'm going to get you up here. First, I got to keep you in Atlanta when I'm coming down. Did you figure out what's going on for the 31st yet, boo?
Man, I'm going to make it happen. I told you that.
Should I come the next weekend?
You let me know. I told you I'm going to make it happen either which way.
Oh, I love you, Stormy. I love her. She the
best. Anything
what?
For my honest.
Of course. Well, also with Bill in, like, our regular life is tonight's topic. You know, has anyone ever, you know, fronted on you sexually? What I mean by fronted on you, and I'm not talking about, like, you thought she was getting some, and she said, no, you're not getting that. I'm talking about that don't count, okay? Don't count. Don't go the Bill Cosby route. That's not what we're talking about. Talking about, you know, somebody you already used to getting it in with. You just like, all right, knock, knock. Can I get something? That, oh, no, we could just talk. Like, has anybody ever just given you the yummy, or are you the person giving out the, no, let's just talk. You can't be fronting on people.
Ooh.
Yeah, boo,
ooh.
Right? Now, I'll keep it honest. I'm definitely a big-ass friend. I be fronting my ass off because, man, people be out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? You got to win me back sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, only just because Stormy, like, is like this. If you can please yourself, this is me speaking for myself, you know what I mean? I don't know if you guys, anybody can relate, but speaking for myself, when you can please yourself, somebody else pleasing you, it's just like extra, you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know, I'm just so into me, whatever, but I be fronting, I be like, I will sit with a panties full of stuff, you know what I mean? Just like wet, just all wet. Just like, nope.
See, that's not right.
Nope, I don't even like you. But I don't like you, nigga. You ain't... thing. I do it. I don't like you. I'm cool. That's my biggest thing. I'm just saying. To be completely honest, who don't like a little chase? You know what I'm saying? I know Bill Cosby don't like the chase. He don't like the chase.
Bill Cosby, we have all learned that.
Bill Cosby be like, I smell that your panties wet. Fuck you mean? Take this purse. Yo, the funniest meme, I've been putting up all these different memes talking about him, but the funniest meme definitely was when he was like, bruh, they was going to fuck anyway. I just provided the perks for the party. So, exactly.
Social media, hell. I've been seeing some of the funniest memes. I'm like, I don't know if some of these too soon, but,
I wonder if the one about R. Kelly is true. I got to look that up tomorrow because that's hilarious. Like, R. Kelly, he like...
You know, you're not the first person I've seen that or the first source I've seen it from. So, I don't know. It sounds like it might be true then.
But yeah, no, but to be completely honest, this shit with Bill Cosby is just like sad. And I think the worst part about it I mean, we can laugh. I'm laughing at it because I really only just had my public opinion and just a person outside looking in the situation. But I really feel as though that's fucked up that there's a statute of limitation on rape. Like, there's, you know, the crime is so heinous and horrible to take, you know what I mean, to take a woman's body, like, regardless of even if her panties are wet or if she at your house. Well, she shouldn't be at your house late at night or whatever, but still, like, you have no right to take from a woman. And I feel as though a man should always pay for that. If he takes a woman's, you know what I mean, like, just take it. You're just going to take your bill. You're going to drug him and take it. That's not good. That's no good. I think forever it shouldn't be. No. Never good, Bill. Never good. And I feel as though it shouldn't be a statute of limitation in America. You know, it sounds like some of the, like the third world countries don't care that women are raped, you know what I mean, by people all over. And it's like, damn, I only got 5 years. I wonder how long the statute is. I'm about to look it up. But I know they were saying that he can't be criminally responsible. Now, civilly, I hope those girls sue his pants off, you know what I mean? But as I said, we normally do have more fun on the show. It's just today was just too blown up about I have so many opinions. And if you guys have an opinion, definitely press 1, join in the show. I will definitely open up your mic. Shout out to X Squad DJ CEO Demel in the building. Shout out to Demel. Well, we'll get back to him. We have 267-304. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Lucky Leek. I'm calling from uptown. How y'all doing?
How are you?
Can y'all hear me?
Hey, Leek. Yeah, I can
hear
you. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good. What's your name on Instagram?
My name is Leek Williams. Leek Williams on Instagram.
Okay.
It's a boxing picture.
Okay.
You'll see me.
One of my favorites. I know who you are.
Yeah, I was calling I seen a comment about R. Kelly. R. Kelly made a comment about Bill Cosby.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, he had ain't no way in the Jamaican's tank top he has any type of room to say anything about. But I mean, I'm not justifying what Bill Cosby did, but at the end of the day, come on, my nigga, come on, man, that's like a criminal, a dead murderer saying, yeah, you should throw away the key on another murderer when that's all you do is murder people. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah, right.
Dave Chappelle got a whole video of you clowning, you are you pissing on women. Like, come on, you can't be serious. You can't be serious, R. Kelly. You can't be serious, man. That's what I call for. I just didn't like the fact that he said that he's a pervert, he need to be in jail. Like, when you was the same nigga in that same situation, you know what I'm saying? But it was just younger females at the time.
Which is even worse. You know what I mean? Statutory rape is even
not technically, but when girl was 14, and then Bill Cosby, the youngest one was 15.
Oh,
so really?
Shit.
I mean, he throwing
is there a statute of limitation for statutory rape? Like, why get away with rape? Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't think nobody should
with the one that
I don't think nobody should get away with rape. You can't take it. If she don't want it, you can't take it. That's point blank, period.
Exactly.
I'm not
justifying nothing that Bill Cosby did. You know what I'm saying? I came up watching him in the 90s. It's the Cosby Show. I came up watching this guy. He was a father figure, right along with Uncle Phil, Carl Winslow, and the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, right is right, wrong is wrong. Bill Cosby is wrong. R. Kelly is dead wrong for even putting his 10 cents in anything. And that's the main reason why I called. That's the main reason.
Yeah,
why
R. Kelly had 2 cents. But definitely shout out to you, Leek. I'm going to make sure my people check you out on Instagram as well. Appreciate
you,
calling and supporting the show.
No problem.
Definitely click that link. Keep listening. Shout out to everybody joining on the show tonight. it's a bit hectic, you know, this topic. It's hectic. It's just wrong. Like, people just really think that they could just get away with anything, and that's just disgusting and wrong. Like, bring that to my mom. Like, let one of them ladies turn out to be my mom, my cousin, my uncle, aunt, something like that. Y'all gonna see what happens to Bill Cosby. Real shit. That's a threat. But shout out to Truth Teller in the building.
Yep.
Make sure you say hi to my Stormies.
Hello.
Hey. What's up?
We chilling tonight, you know. We got our little fun topic, you know what I'm saying? Has anybody ever fronted on you sexually, you know what I'm saying, when you know it's normally wide open season? We're not talking about what Bill did. We talking about, you know, the games people play. People do be playing games, though. And you know what? Not to say that people should go to rape. Like, come on. Like, if you're a celebrity, you could get some more pussy. You know what I'm saying? It's pussy out there that's, you know, open and ready to, you know, receive a pudding pop, I should say. But come on, like, for real. Bill got a fetish. He got a rape fetish. He need to be fucked up, I'm just saying. His little fetish wasn't air. Real rant. Somebody
fuck Bill Cosby up. Really. Kick his old ass.
But let me ask you this, Truth Teller. Do you ever front on a pussy that you already gave up? Do you try to go back and just be like, oh, no, let's just play cards tonight? Do you do that? Like,
Do I ever front?
Has anybody ever fronted on you sexually?
Did he ever, like, be like, no, like, nah, I want to fuck tonight, nah, I mean.
He thought you was going to get something, and they was like, no, I just want to talk and watch a movie.
Nah, never that. Always wanted to get it in.
What about women? I kind of asked you, Stormy. Storm, you actually a little quiet tonight, and I expected to hear a little more out you. Let me find out that you done already got yours for the night. You like, ain't nobody fronting over here. What about?
I'm saying, I ain't gonna lie, I've had, you know, guys turn me up and be like, you know, oh, we just gonna chill, we gonna watch a movie, or, oh, you know, we just gonna hang out. But, you know, 15, 20 minutes in, they already know what time it is. But, yeah, I've had them try. It just never lasts long.
Mm-hmm. See? Stormy, like,
now
I
they put up
a
good
hurt.
Friend game, though.
Now, did you go Bill Cosby right? Did I just say,
wow.
I'm playing. Stormy too sexy. All she had to do is just take off the fucking shirt. Like, hold up.
I ain't got to take it out, boo. I just got to say them right words.
Hypnotizing with the words. Welcome back, Demel. We got his line open. CEO X Squad DJ's in the building.
X Squad DJ, record breaker. We in the building.
Yes, DJ Shine.
Turn up.
Yo.
Transform.
What's happening? Man, shout out to Philly Shine.
Oh,
radio,
we
man.
Got
and,
two for one on this line.
You know what I'm saying? You know, honest salute to you. You know, Stormy, salute to you.
What's up, DJ Shine?
Salute,
man,
DJ
Shine.
Man, salute,
you know. What's happening?
Internationally, no.
On the line. Turn
yeah, we
up.
On the line.
So while we got him on the line, let's go ahead and ask him the topic, Honest.
You ask. Mm-hmm.
You
ask.
Always. Why do you always want to ask him the topic?
Well, I mean, y'all are calling in, and this is a show. This is what we do, right?
Okay. I'm just, you know.
Okay. Okay, Bobby.
Real shit.
So DJ Shine.
You could have asked.
Yo.
You just skipped over me and went straight to him.
Oh, I'm not through. Believe we coming back to you.
One at a time.
Come on now. Come on now, Demir. But right now, have you ever fronted on sexual relations?
Yeah. Well, you know, you normally give it up and you just try to front now. What's up with that?
I can't say I haven't. You know what I mean?
Hey.
But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it has happened in my, you know, short period of life. You know what I mean? It has happened.
Your short period of life.
Yeah. You know, I wanna be older. You know what I'm saying? I wanna get older, so I feel like the people that are older, you know, they got way more experience. So, you know, this is a short period right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just about the perspective. That's all.
Has anybody ever fronted on you where, you know, you normally get the yams and then tonight she like, oh no, let's just watch Bill Cosby show.
Oh I done had that. But you know, it's all about keeping the G at the same time, man. Never let them see you sweat.
Okay.
I like
DJ Shine. DJ Shine, like, what? I don't need to
roofie these. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to push the ballot, you feel me? Because, I mean, if you was really in that situation where you wanted to get a piece and you couldn't get a piece, just like you said earlier, you can damn sure go get it. You can go find it. You know what I'm saying? But I think that makes you a better person if you know how to handle the situation at hand.
Exactly, cause I'm just like you. Like, if it ain't 100 and it ain't 100% mine, and I'm not 100% into it, I will play every game on the board. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I call my niggas if I had to. Like, yo, we got to call. I can check this nigga. He a little too aggressive. Beating aggressive. Like, no kidding. But no, we never had do too much. But I feel you. It's like this. Like, if you love yourself, you only want to do it when it's, you know, when it's conducive to your own pleasure, not just, you know, because niggas got some perks. Damn, Bill Cosby. Now, Demel, would you...
That brings back to Demel. Yeah.
Demel, with you being on the line, I wanted to first ask you, because this is like a crazy day, a controversial day with what happened with Bill Cosby. What are your thoughts about him finally admitting it? I think like 40 plus women came out and accused him.
Well, I mean, shit. He's the ice cream man. I mean, what you expect? Everybody love ice cream. They got tricked off some Jello Pops. Oh,
this,
yo,
fine. Oh, my bad. Demel, you ain't right. That's fucked up. So, because he the ice cream man, he just bringing them through. Like, suck
well,
on this pudding. I know, right? He just shut us all up.
My thing is, you know, a lot of stuff happened to where, you know, it was over at, it wasn't at his house, but they've been invited in. And sometimes when you're a man, you know, some of them get mixed feelings or whatever. You know, me, I don't have to have them problems. You know, if it ain't, I don't give a damn if you're going to give it to me or not. I'm going, as long as I see the next day, I don't have a kid by you or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, because it's not even fair, in my opinion. I just don't think it's fair. I think it's too coincident to all them women either. A, like the last Instagram meme I posted, he was like, bruh, I just provided the perks for the good time. You know what I mean? Because it's only like so much chilling you really doing with a person late at night. And like, you know what I'm saying? He's probably like Bill Cosby, like, yeah, what's up, boo? She like, yeah, I'm a little nervous. He like, yeah, take this open and pop right. Say, let me shut up.
But, you know, my thing is, you know, at a certain time, you know, you see a lot of artists and different celebrities get caught up. But, you know, they all had the same story, like they came to my room at a certain time, what you expect. You ain't supposed to push up on them or blah, blah, blah. But, you know, because you have some girls that like that and some girls don't. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew a girl that wanted to fight, and you had to fight her because she wanted to fight. It turns her on, and then she wanted to have sex. I ain't know if she that, you know what I mean? But it's some
did you
people
oblige
out there.
Her? Like, wait a minute, how did you Maybe this is somebody who you had sex with, or you fought her first? Then you had
no,
sex with?
I don't play the fighting game.
I like them to be
already ready. Butt naked.
So, how did Shotty come at you like that? Like, what did she do? Just be like, you got to beat my ass to fuck me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm a good businessman, but I'm a street dude more than a businessman.
That's right to know.
Mm-mm.
I got a question to the host.
Oh.
Go ahead, Sean.
All right. Now, ladies.
Which host?
You know, I understand, you know, that what the situation is at hand right now with the Bill Cosby thing going on. But what are you guys' opinion about the females that really that's their prime cause? You know, to go in the room with a famous person or a regular dude, and they give up these sexual actions, and then they come back and say that they, you know, that they got raped or something like that. You know, like, how do y'all feel about that? You know, do you feel like they should be going to jail?
Well, at the end of the day, the only way that you could prove it, like in Kobe Bryant's case, you know what I mean? In Kobe Bryant's case, they tested the girl's drawers, and they found out, no, bitch, you're lying. You know what I'm saying? So unless you investigate it, it's nothing you can do. Because I actually had a friend of mine when I was younger, because he sold the crackhead soap instead of actual crack. Yeah, I'm telling y'all the story. She went and told the police that he raped her, and my friend actually went to jail off of just an allegation. So rape is a serious allegation that, you know, whether if it's a woman crying wolf or not, it still has to be investigated. You know, what's so sad is, you know, certain women who are raped, they don't feel comfortable to tell that happened to them because the damage is just so horrible. And that's another reason why I find it really fucked up that the statute of limitation, you know, runs out on a rape case. So, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, it can't be ignored. You know what I mean? If a woman cries rape regardless, it can't be ignored. And then you can find out if she just some scheming-ass lying skag or, you know what I mean, if not. And, Stormy, you want to say your opinion on the comment? Because I guess I scheduled the show wrong.
Do you think she should be persecuted?
If yes, if
you
have a woman
lying, people do,
yes.
do that. Should
yeah.
be persecuted.
If she's
okay.
lying, yes.
Yeah, of course, yeah. She knew her ass whooped and everything.
I mean, at the end of the day, if a woman says no, just as if a man says no, not just a woman, but anyone says no, then that should be the end of the story. If any boundaries are crossed after there, if somebody lies about it, yes, they should be persecuted for their for lying, as just as well as somebody should be persecuted for crossing those boundaries once that is established.
Real shit. Yeah, because it's just really not fair. It's not fair either way, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody should do anything to anybody that they don't want to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain husbands and wives, you know, and girlfriend and boyfriends do play, you know what I mean, little games, but 9 times out of 10 or 10 times out of 10, they know they're playing those games, you know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. not a game if it's somebody... You know what I'm saying? Who is really saying no? No definitely means no. And right. I mean, like, come on, girls. If y'all late at night with Bill Cosby in the room, saying, I don't know where it happened, but that's fucked up. I'm going to tell you this. Like, from all the allegations, once it reached, like, 10 women, I'm like, yo, what? Like... It's no coincidence, you know what I mean? They all mm-hmm. can't be lying, you know what I mean? They all can't be lying on them. That's my thing. And what's even fucked up is months later he say, oh, yeah, I did do it.
Well, me, you just, I don't know. You just got to be in the shoes up in there, you know what I mean? You never know what the situation may
right.
been, you know what I mean? So, you know. I try not to talk on about another man's house. You know what I mean? Because they ain't what I can control.
Right. I can only control my opinion and my wild imagination now. See, my imagination, I imagine all of it. I've seen it all happen. I seen him take the pill like Steph Curry and slam dunk into the martini glass like the memes. I'm serious. Like, once I seen the Instagram meme, I'm like, I know he did that like 6 times.
So you'll give Bill Cosby some?
Hell no. He from my city. I wouldn't even fuck him. I'm cool. He from Philly representing wrong. Like, dead wrong. First of all, I knew it was something up with Bill because as an entertainer, you know what I mean? He was just too opinionated on other entertainers, you know what I mean? Like, he used to really, and this is me just talking about him honestly, he used to be really, you know, bashing Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor for their comedy, and he really didn't like a lot of people because they, you know, they were being themselves, they were being entertainers, and they were being vulgar and raunchy or whatever. So I always thought that he was like that hypocrite. You know how people always say, you know, the person who's always saying, no, don't do it, is the one that's doing it the most. So
mm-hmm.
come right around, there it is. And that's my whole opinion on Bill Cosby, because I said I've been a fan of his since the 80s, and I've been a fan of other black comedians and seeing how he's treated other black comedians just because they're a little, they curse and they talk about sex. And this nigga turned out to be, that's just wrong. I don't like anybody that's just like that too judgmental, I should say. Like, you can have your opinion, everybody has opinions. But when you become, like, judgmental, like, oh, my goodness, you doing that? I don't want to do that. That's bad. That's wrong. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, what did you do wrong? Like, real shit. Like, let him be him. You know, make a laugh about it. Like, I just really don't approve of any of that. No. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Bill Cosby, you was naughty. Touching girls in a naughty place.
No, he's touching girls, period, doing that to the girls, period, drugging them, touching them, doing everything.
I'm going to look into it because, to be honest, like, by the time it got, like I said, once it started, you know, in the news, I was just like, damn, it's so depressing, I can't even really pay attention to it. But just to know certain facts, I am going to
do some research, because I feel as though that now he's finally admitting to it. It's just sad.
Yeah, it actually came out 10 years ago in a deposition when he had the civil case against the other woman.
Yeah.
And, yeah, during the deposition, he swore under oath during the civil suit, he had 7 prescriptions for Quaaludes, and that he would frequently put Quaaludes purposely in women's drinks to have sex with them. So
he said that in the deposition?
Yes, he swore under oath that he purposely put Quaaludes in women's drinks to have sex with them.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. He had bitches high as a motherfucker. Damn, Quaaludes.
Yeah.
Dang, they wasn't even chilling.
But
they sitting up there skitzing high. That's a shame.
But back in the day, they used to do that to get high anyway.
Talking about Quaaludes, that's like a psychedelic drug that really, you know.
That was consensual back in the day.
So wait a minute. So when did he admit it? Did he admit it in the deposition, or he just said
yes,
it today?
Yes, in 2005, when they took the deposition for the civil case. And he settled out of court with the woman that first brought the accusations against him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what happened today? So today what, just that deposition came out?
The lawyers were trying to prevent this deposition from being released to the public, and a judge granted that they could not stop it from being released, that the public could actually have it could become public documentation.
So he didn't really take an interview and admit it.
Oh, no, 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 no. He still isn't saying nothing. This just come out from his deposition from 10 years ago.
Oh, shit, I don't know nothing. That's a shame.
Yo, but what's up with the Subway guy, though?
Okay. Yeah, the FBI raided his house because actually, the CEO of his foundation, the Jared Foundation, got arrested for child pornography. They found over 500 videos and child pornography pictures, and they also found some linked emails to Jared. So they raided his house, his private home, and were trying to confiscate some stuff, I guess, to